If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today on the Zabecast, the Bubba Wallace noose in the garage story was, as they say, too good to even check, much less be true. And now it's unraveling. Notorious J.A.Y. joins me to talk about that. And holy hell, Batman, but Major League Baseball has a firm deal, a firm date, and a 60-game season ready to go. Your daily Kickstarter of Uncensored Me is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go. Wednesday, June 24th, 2020. Thank you for joining me. Well, as you can probably hear, I'm in another hotel room in which the acoustics are god-awful. Now, you may say, well, I don't care. I don't even hear it. How can you not hear the echo? How can you not hear the hard walls? I'm at the lovely Oneida Nation Casino in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where unfortunately it's very dead right now. They are remodeling, and with the coronavirus, they are not back to full capacity. The casino floor is allegedly open. I look forward to seeing how the felt is running tonight for the first time in a while, but I got to get this over with, and I just got to say the rooms are nice, but it's a hard tile floor, and the walls are pretty hard as well. Makes it easy to clean, I'm sure. But I'm just not a super fan of tile floors. Where do you stand on a Where Do You Stand Wednesday? Where do you stand on tile floors in hotel rooms? Typically at beach resorts and in Mexico, that's what you're going to get. Because people are tracking sand in all the time and they're wet. I mean, carpets would get trashed. They'd have to be replaced over and over and over again. But I'm a carpet guy. I know some people actually like hardwood floors in their master bedroom. Ooh, can we still call it a master bedroom? Oh, apparently not. They're now calling it in real estate the primary bedroom, not the master bedroom. Okay. Deadspin says it's time to get rid of the Masters as a name for the golf tournament. Never mind the fact it's about the mastering the game of golf. These are the Masters, like the Masters of Illusion, the Masters of Golf. There's no end to it, and there's no end to what they're going to try. Anyhow, I apologize for the acoustics. Acoustics? Acoustics. Let's get on with the show. Before I get to Jay, had an incredible day of golf out at Green Bay Country Club here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I honestly thought I was going to get a day in which I thought the course was going to be like an old school country club. Big oak trees, small push-up greens, great conditions, old clubhouse, interesting parkland course, and I was going to love it. Not at all what I got. It was a new school, newfangled, awesome, rock and roll layout golf course that was in great shape and had hole after postcard hole. It was almost like Black Wolf Run River got together and hooked up with the bull, and they had a love child, and this course is that love child. Dick Nugent, I believe, designed the course. Yes, Dick Nugent is his name. I believe he's a golf course designer. Let me go ahead and look that up real quick. Not Ted Nugent, but Dick Nugent Golf Course. Boom. Yeah, golf courses by Dick Nugent. Golf course developer and architect from Illinois. Did a fantastic job with a hell of a piece of property, and we had a great time. Thank you to Jeff Wright, Director of Sales at WNFL, and Jason Hillary, the operations manager up at WNFL, at WNFL, our new affiliate in Green Bay, for all of our programming on 97.3 The Game out of Milwaukee. Oh, boy. And they hosted us, and we had a fantastic time. And, of course, John Kuhn, who is a member there as well. John Kuhn loves golf, and he's a good golfer. He's into it. He plays, and he loves it. And he has played a number of amazing places. He was listing off the courses he played, including Augusta National. Kuhn gave us a great story during the round. He said he was on a golf trip, like a weekend guys trip, when he played for the Packers, about 2016, 2017. And Aaron Rodgers bought him the latest M4 driver from TaylorMade. It was like their newest, hottest driver, which, of course, comes out every year. They always come out with a new driver every year, and it was the latest and the greatest. And so Rodgers bought him this driver and gave it to him and said, "Johnny, here you go, man. The latest M4. Enjoy it, buddy. Let the big dog eat." And he got like this chicken head cover. So he called it the chicken stick. Kuhn said he tried hitting it on the range, and it was like, everything was dead right. Couldn't hit it very well. Didn't like it. Didn't feel good. Didn't set up good. So he goes out on the golf course, and he's kind of pulling 3-wood on more than a few occasions. And Rodgers says to him, "Hey, Johnny, where's the old chicken stick? You're not going to hit that?" And Kuhn said he basically then realized, "I better go ahead and hit driver, even though I hate it. Probably not fit for me. And I don't like how it feels or looks. Even though this is a great golf trip, I'm so excited to be playing all these great courses because, you know, Aaron Rodgers, my quarterback, gave it to me. And I'm a fullback who just wants to stay in the NFL." Kuhn's smart like that. So he said he hit driver pretty much the rest of the trip, even though it was miserable. Classic story. Kuhn's played Augusta National, he says, 4 or 5 times, quote, unquote. That is what I call hashtag life goals. Had a good time. Josh played with us, not in our foursome, but in the foursome ahead of us. Had a great time. He's not a very good golfer, but he is enthusiastic about it, which I love. And after the round, we all sat around on the patio. It was a glorious afternoon, evening. And we just sat around, and the guys smoked cigars. I don't smoke, but that's fine. I got enough secondhand smoke, though. Man. Whew! So we sat around, had a couple of beers. Kuhn shamed me into drinking beers. Now you're going to say, why weren't you drinking beers anyway to begin with? I'm trying to get healthy. I'm trying to get my rheumatoid arthritis under control. I'm trying to limit inflammation. Can you tell I've had a drink or two? I'm trying to limit inflammation. So all day on the course, I've got my little bag of snacks, a little bag of cashews. I got a special little natural energy bar that tastes, this tastes great. Just like a Snickers, only not. And I'm being real good, and I'm drinking water the whole time. Not even ordering fresh water. I'm just filling it up. Imagine that. Filling up my water multiple times, even though I wasn't really thirsty, at the water coolers around the course. And afterwards, you know, Kuhn kind of knows, like, "Well, you don't drink?" And I didn't want to say, "Well, you know, I'm trying to get healthy." My left wrist is still not right. It was a little better today than it was yesterday, but not good. And I would hit some shots where you go, that's a great shot. And you think it must be great. Like, you know, nobody knows. Nobody, when you're hurt and you're like really in pain, whether it's your knee or something else, and you're not making a big deal of it, you're trying to play anyway, nobody really knows. Every shot, pain. It's just a matter of pain on a scale of 2, probably as low as a 2 maybe when it was not too bad, to 10. Ow. Ugh, you know what I mean? Anyway, so Kuhn shames me into drinking, and I said, okay, I'll have a Spotted Cow. The infamous New Glarus Brewing Company Spotted Cow, and it was glorious. And once I had one, I had to have another. And by the time I had 2, someone said, hey, why don't we get some food? So, of course, they order appetizers. I ordered buffalo wings. At least that's hopefully somewhat non-carb-ish, even though I'm sure the lovely glaze that was on it had some carbohydrates in it. But once the appetizers come out, it's what? 2 plates of cheese curd. It's crab cakes. It was chips and salsa. I'll be honest, 2 beers in, I just started digging in. It's tough. It's tough to stay healthy, to eat healthy all the time in every situation. But it was a great day, and I thank Green Bay Country Club for having us. It is a phenomenal golf course. I mean, rock and roll holes in, up and down the Wisconsin wilderness like you've never seen. Spectacular and fair. As good as it was, and some of the holes were very hard, there was not a single hole where you go, okay, come on, man. Unrealistic. Very well done. All right, the big news of the day, and we'll get to it with Jay, is the Bubba Wallace noose story has unraveled. And what's interesting is, on Tuesday morning, I almost put up a poll question that said the following. Who do you think put the noose in Bubba Wallace's stall, his garage? A, an inside team member, like a disgruntled inside team member. B, a vile outside racist. C, a political activist. Or D, nobody. It did not happen. That would have been a good poll to put up. I was actually curious as to see where people's opinions were, but before I hit send and post, I thought, okay, try to imagine yourself the most easily triggered, super woke, hypersensitive, let's go cancel somebody today person. What might they say about this poll? And I said, well, they'll probably complain that I even dared to say, well, maybe it's made up. Even though I'm not saying I believe it is, I was just giving it as an option. I decided, you know what? Nah. I'm going to play golf today with John Kuhn. Last thing I fucking need is a bunch of calls and meetings about, oh, people are really mad you put that up there on Twitter. But I knew the story didn't seem to add up. And so I was just waiting to see what another 24 hours of the news cycle would bring. I also kind of thought in the back of my head, I'm like, they could have the guy by the end of the day. They might have an arrest. Who knows? I'm not putting that past anybody. Turns out that it was a cord to pull down a garage door. And that cord was coiled up like that in a loop for a handle since last year. Turns out that other stalls in and around Talladega had the same thing. Now, could you make that not a different way and not a noose? Probably. But the whole thing, it ran out of the barn at Mach speed. And it was totally not true. The FBI comes in, they do their investigation, and they say, well, nothing to see here, move along. And NASCAR has to put out a statement, and you just start saying to yourself, was this a work? Did I get schooled on this summit? What happened here? And then there's people saying it's like Jussie Smollett all over again. And my first instinct is to say, nah, I don't think Bubba was in on this. I don't think it was like Smollett. He didn't tell some exaggerated lie. It was NASCAR that found the noose, and, you know, Bubba just reacted to it. But then other people said, whoa, 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 whoa. Not quite so fast. Tony Bruno tweeted, shame on Bubba Wallace for talking to TV shows to ridicule those who just wanted to wait for an FBI investigation, and double shame on the pathetic media who should have known better. Hashtag morons. Another tweet said, please stop saying Bubba Wallace didn't report it. He ate up the attention and media exposure, all while most likely knowing nothing actually happened. And instead of shutting it down, he allowed it to go on at the worst possible time. It's true. Something like this could have sparked riots that would turn violent and cause severe property damage, injury, or loss of life. Gary Sheffield Jr. tweeted, we need to start questioning everything we see in the news. If you question the news story, you were called a racist. If you were irritated with the media for running with the story to promote a message, you were again considered a jerk. Our media is a colossal failure. Will Kane, formerly of ESPN, said NASCAR didn't care about the truth. Almost everyone in the media didn't care about the truth either. Curiosity, questions, and the search for the truth were dismissed as contrarian at best, racist at worst. Media is broken. Society is broken. All that is true. It goes back to, though, what I've said time and again. Being right doesn't pay, especially not in my business. And yeah, I know you're going to say, well, you're not right much anyway. I'm right every now and then, and I make sure to trumpet it. But being right is not even, it doesn't even matter. We're living in a post-truth world where it's not just that the truth doesn't even matter, it's that those who seek the truth are considered to be the enemy. If you dare ask a question, this is where I've been on the whole coronavirus thing from the start. Ask more questions. Demand better answers. The blind faith in government and dipshits like this Fauci is what is killing the nation. And yeah, I called Fauci a dipshit because he is. Because today he testified before Congress and said, oh boy, the next 2 weeks are going to be really important. And he said, I wear a mask because I want to protect myself and protect others, and to send a good message. This guy is unbelievable in the number of ways he just takes a million different positions, and he won't go away. Goodbye. Interesting numbers from around the country regarding the rise in cases, but the continued fall in deaths, what's going on? And you have to really dig through the numbers to kind of understand it. Alex Berenson tweeted that from Arizona, even though the suspected confirmed COVID hospital and COVID ICU patients continue to rise, the total number of patients in hospitals and ICUs has fallen over the last week. Repeat, the number of suspected or confirmed COVID cases in the hospital and ICU is rising, but the total number of patients in hospitals in Arizona and total number in ICUs is falling. In fact, the state has 200 more inpatient beds available than June 16th. Something is not adding up. Agreed. So, yeah, there you go. More on this with Jay in just a second. Man loses two trucks trying to save boat. Do I really need to get to the details of the story? A guy's boat was sinking in a lake not far from the launch point. And I think that's Jay texting me right now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on a sec, Jay. Actually, I could bring him in right now. Actually, now I got to edit this. Hold on a second. All right. Sorry, Jay. Guy ends up losing both a pickup truck and an SUV also in the water as they sink as he tried to back in, hook the boat, and pull it out of the water while it's sinking. Imagine that. You lose your boat and two trucks in one day. If the boat's sinking, let it sink. That's why you got insurance, right? In fact, many boat owners would say, oh, I wish my boat would sink. Please, please let it sink. I can collect insurance. Even if it's 80 cents on the dollar, I'll call it a day, and now I'm out of the boat ownership deal. Hooray, hoorah. Time now for Notorious J-A-Y.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Jay. So sorry that I missed calling you. I've kept you way past your bedtime anyway, since I'm on Central Time. Are you going to be able to brew a pot of coffee and stay up for 20 minutes for me? That's all I need.
I will be up till about 3 o'clock tonight. So.
Oh, really?
We're good.
Very nice. What you going to be doing? Playing Twitch? Playing video games? What's your gamer tag? Come on, let's play, Jay. Let's do it.
More than likely, there's a golf game on PS4 that I've been playing lately, so I'll probably play 36 of that and then go to bed.
Yeah. Very good. Sounds good. How's your work schedule these days, by the way?
There is no schedule right now, but I think everybody's going back to work in about 2 weeks.
All right. For those who still don't know, Jay is the chief of staff for a Maryland House of Delegates, House of Representative delegate, right? Or not delegate, House of Representatives. I don't know what the term is. What's your boss's name again?
April Rose.
April Rose, exactly. The April Rose of District, well, what
five.
District 5. I love it. All right. Well, we got a baseball season. There's only two things to talk about. The baseball season and the Bubba Wallace noose thing. Let's tackle the Bubba Wallace noose thing right out of the gate. What was your thought as this story unraveled in the span of 24 hours?
When I heard, you know, I wasn't appalled when I heard that they may have found a noose in his pit or his garage.
You were sort of like, it sounds like NASCAR to me.
Right, right.
Sounds like the Deep South to me.
But then I saw... Every story has a good and bad side, and then I saw your favorite, the new. I don't know what to call these tag team.
The Whitlock Travis tag team.
Yeah, KKK Clay and Django Unchained Whitlock. I don't know what to call them.
You mean Steven?
Steven from Django. Yeah,
Steven, who lived inside the house in Django Unchained.
Yes, he lived inside. But they immediately said that it was put there by Bubba Wallace himself. And I was like, wait a minute. NASCAR was the one who reported this, not Bubba Wallace.
I don't know if they said that he did it. I'd have to see. They might have just said, look, we got to hold our fire on this because – a lot of these things turn out to be hoaxes. Now, the big question is, do you think this is as bad as Jussie Smollett?
I don't think, I personally, Bubba Wallace has no reason to plant this or make this a salacious story.
But why did he run with it, though? That's the thing some people aren't really cool with, that he could have said, whoa, guys, hold on a second. This thing because here, this pulls down the garage door. You're overreacting.
And that part, I was like, because don't you think he would know that? Because he's there every, no, but this was only in his at the Talladega Speedway, right? Or this is,
right.
This was not.
No, this is at Talladega only, and other garage stalls had the ropes similarly rigged up to create a loop at the end.
He might have jumped to the wrong thing right away. But then again, why is it shocking that he jumped to that?
I don't know if it's shocking, but I know that this
shocking, but I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised if I was a black dude in NASCAR and saw that, I was like, holy shit, what the fuck is this?
Right. That said,
by the way, NASCAR being on the forefront of social reform should make everyone else feel terrible that NASCAR is the one to go, wait a minute, we've got to change some shit. And that right there to me, that's like country music going, yeah, we're gonna stop. It's baffling to me that NASCAR is ahead of every other sport.
Okay, but what are they really doing?
They took away the biggest thing that their fans love.
The Confederate flag?
Yes.
I don't know if that's the biggest thing that they love.
Oh, are you kidding?
I'm just saying. They might like the race cars going left and left and left again and left again and left again.
Someone who's been to more than 7 races. That would be me. It is that flag is almost as big as the American flag there.
Right.
It is their lifeline and blood. Okay.
All right, so they did that, which is good. I think NASCAR has wanted for years to escape their redneck Southern image because they know it's bad for business. And I think the France family and I think the owners and the drivers, I don't think they're a racist group. But you are always hamstrung by just who it is that shows up to at your house party every week. And they have some undesirables that show up.
That's very true. But for them to pick the big, like I told you a couple weeks ago, it's like the NHL going, we're outlawing fighting. It's just that big to me.
That would be big if it happened. They haven't done that yet.
Haven't done it yet.
Well, the thing is, though, this comes on, you know, the LeBron gate incident is another one that made a lot of people go, really?
Why?
What do you mean, why? He said somebody painted the N-word on the gates of his L.A. home. It's not caught on any security footage, and his own staff painted over it by the time the cops got there at like 9. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
9 a.m.
Okay, so
they found no suspects.
Validated, you've got to leave up the evidence. You can't. If somebody wrote that on my house, I'd get rid of it ASAP.
Okay,
why would I want to keep it there just so I can go? To
report the crime, and they might be able to take a paint sample, and they might be able to trace it.
That argument just makes me, I don't like that argument.
All right. How about if you put up a sheet over it until the cops came by?
How about if I just paint over it? Cause I don't want to see it anymore.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's not good and this was not a hoax per se. This was the media and Bubba Wallace to a certain extent running with something that turned out to be completely not true.
Or we call that a misunderstanding?
Is that what you want to call it?
For Bubba Wallace to go, hey, there's a noose. I'd be like, dude, it's NASCAR.
Okay,
that doesn't shock me.
Do you think NASCAR should have done a little bit before this got out? They should have said, okay, hold on a second. They're capable of investigating their own garage areas to go, hey, chief. I noticed another one of these right here in stall 5.
That would have been, but they called the FBI, and the FBI was like, "Yeah, we got this case solved in like 2 minutes. Everyone has one."
Right. Be like calling an electrician because your outdoor Christmas lights don't work, and the guy says, "Here, you just got to plug it in."
Plug it in. Yeah, you got to plug it in. Yeah.
Well, anyway, look, I want NASCAR to be more inclusive. I want the world to be a more peaceful place. But damn it, I wish the media and I wish that some organizations wouldn't rush to things so quick that they seemingly want to be true. There seemed to be a lot of people that wanted this potentially awful story to be true instead of going, okay, hold on a second. Let's wait a minute. What happened? Who did this? Do we have any footage? Apparently, too, they don't have any security camera footage in the garage areas, which stuns me because who knows what kind of vandalism could be done to cars.
but I just don't think I have to have video proof to make someone go, okay. It's like if this was like 1960 whatever in Boston. Do you remember the Bill Russell story?
No.
Oh, people broke into his house and took a shit on his rug?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
And they're like, no video. I can hear Clay Travis now.
Oh, Bill Russell's making that up. That didn't happen. Just because he didn't have video up. Go fuck yourself. That's a, I hate Clay. God.
I know you do.
KKK Clay. Oh,
I know. I know you hate him. And I know that now Whitlock is right in for him. So just as if your hate meter on Whitlock couldn't be pegged anymore.
Here's my big problem also. I saw when they made the big announcement. And like all the people congratulating Whitlock, I would like to say 98% of them were white. Dude, if you only have white people thanking you, you need a new playbook, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't see anybody of color going, yeah, Jason, you're here for... No, it was all white ring, all right wing Republicans.
What I don't understand is, so it is, you know, supposedly Clay Travis is hiring these writers. He hired a couple of guys from the Big Lead, this guy Bobby Barak and somebody else, and they're writing these posts for him, and he's hired Jason Whitlock. I don't know what Whitlock's getting paid. Like, what do you think he's trying to build, Clay Travis?
The right-wing ringer. Can we talk about that for a second, too?
Yeah, apparently Bill Simmons is now trending.
In the crosshairs.
Which is never good when you are trending, because apparently a number of writers on staff at The Ringer are not happy at the lack of diversity.
I am a fan of The Ringer. Let me start by saying that.
I agree.
But I remember maybe 3 or 4 years ago when it was Grantland before. But most of the people from Grantland worked for The Ringer. And they did a whole piece on hip-hop. And the two writers for the article were a guy named Andy Greenwald and Chris Ryan. I don't know if you've seen these two guys.
White guys?
And I was like, couldn't you have got some black guys to write on hip-hop? Sorry. And I was, that's the only time I was like, I don't know about this site all the time. But
well, here's the thing. Simmons, over the years, has become woker and woker and has danced to the tune of, you know, what it takes now in media spheres to be, you know, respectable, and yet the mob still is now coming for him.
Woker?
Yes. Is that not the right word? Woker?
No, because last week you took umbrage with my white privilege. You just said, can't white people get ahead? What was your term? You said, can't white people do well? And I was like, that's not the point. Woker,
I don't think I said that.
You said, can't white people prosper? That's what it was.
Did I say that?
Yes. And the term woker to me, I mean, can't people be decent human beings?
I don't understand
the term woke.
I think there's more to it than that, Jay. There's
Okay.
Woke is playing a piano tune with your public statements that everyone knows, that may or may not reveal a sincere belief in your heart about this, that, or the other.
So you don't think Bill Simmons believes or not believes?
No, I think he has tried to do the right thing. Do you remember when Bill Simmons got in trouble for the story about the transgender golf enthusiast who invented this putter?
And no.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you can look it up while we're talking or not. But
Bill Simmons
transgender controversy, and it was basically this this putter inventor had created a putter that was being used on the PGA Tour, and 1 week Gary McCord was raving about it on CBS, and I believe one of the writers at Grantland at the time kind of outed the person as transgender, and the person didn't want to be outed, and I want to say that person committed suicide, and it was a big deal. And, you know, Simmons did a lot of soul searching about, we shouldn't have done this, we shouldn't have done that, we're so sorry. And I think Simmons knows that, you know, he is.
No.
Did you find it?
Issa and Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Dr. V's magical putter.
Right. Dr. V's magical putter.
Yes. Committed suicide a week before the piece was published.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that said, I mean, what choice? I mean, Bill Simmons is now in trouble. What about Jimmy Kimmel? Oh, by the way.
Oh, that. Yeah. And I saw that. Well, who else got in trouble for? Oh, my God. There was somebody else. Howard Stern.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know of any liberal who's been canceled.
It looks like Kimmel might. Well, he said he's going on vacation, but he says he refused to be bullied. I haven't seen. Well, and Howard Stern came out and said he's not that guy. I remember Howard Stern, and you may remember this also, or I don't know. Back, you remember Petey Green from DC?
Yeah.
Petey Green's what? Howard Stern came on the show in blackface eating a watermelon.
Oh, my.
This was 19.
God.
80 something.
Nobody has tape of that. Nobody's drugged that up.
He had a big afro. He had a watermelon, and it was in blackface. Yeah. And I can't believe that's not. I can't believe nobody's brought that up.
I think Kimmel's gonna survive because he's
Ted Danson. How has he not been canceled?
Well, again, Jay, liberals don't get canceled. Democrats don't get canceled. Justin Trudeau, Liberal Prime Minister of Canada, blackface incident not canceled. Ralph Northam. Governor of Virginia, Democrat, not canceled. Blackface incident from his college years. So anyway, back to the topic at hand.
Yes.
Simmons and the Ringer, not enough diversity in their writing staff. What is Simmons going
to agree
do?
With that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I do think you should get a black guy to write about hip hop, but that would, according to some, brand me as racist. Like, oh, really? Is that all they're qualified to write on? No, I didn't say that's the only thing. I just said, you know.
But yes, when you're talking hip-hop, you might want a writer of color to do it, not goofball Chris Ryan.
When you want advice on investment banking, you go to insert ethnicity here. Not going to do it. Not today. If you want a good trial attorney, insert. Nope, not doing that one either. I tell you what, here's one that I can get. Here's what I can get away with.
Yeah. Insert. Nope, can't do it.
Right, exactly. If you want somebody who's good at interior design or hairdressing.
Do not touch that third rail.
I'm looking right at the third rail. Like, don't even touch it.
I'd like for there to be a podcast next week.
Here we go. Here's one. If you want a great bobsledder, get a German. Boom. Done. Right? That's okay, one that's okay. Safe, right?
Right. That's very safe.
Yeah. So along the lines of, if you want the best bobsledders you can money can buy a German. So right. I would say
I
if you're going to write
about doping.
Yeah,
if you're going to ask an East German also.
Sure. If so in other words, if you want to have somebody to write about hip hop, you should probably have
someone of color. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Baseball is going to have a season, Jay. How hilarious is this? They literally go from that's it. It's not going to happen. They're fighting. It's mom and dad are getting divorced too. Oh no, actually we're going to buy a new house and everything is fine. Yes.
60 games. This is going to be the biggest asterisk season of all time. 60 games is what? Five starts?
Yeah.
Five starts? I mean, you're not even loosened up as a pitcher.
I know.
After five starts.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Hitters don't catch up to the pitchers.
Well, it's not
after five starts.
It's the 12 starts.
Right? Yeah, I was
give or take. Depending on the depth of your rotation.
Five-man pitching staff, whatever.
Do you know they may have certain rules like tie games and or runner starts on second in the 10th inning? They may have a rule that says you can come in the game, leave the game, and go back in the game, like Little League.
Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know?
Are they giving out orange slices after the game, too? Are they going to, you know, are they going to do, like, let's give a cheer from the Cubs to the Yankees? They're going to do that, too?
Do you know the season's going to start basically 3 weeks after the All-Star, or 2 weeks after the All-Star game? And people used to get all goosed up about teams that might be three games within first place at the All-Star break. Like, oh, there's several divisions in which one or two teams, every team's going to be tied at a later point in the season with this artificial restart. It's literally going to be a sprint. This is your year. The Orioles might make the playoffs, Jay.
I was texting. So I said, because you can get hot for 15 games.
Right.
Like you can go 11-4 and then tread water, maybe go, you know, have a week of over 500, then 500 over. You're good. It could happen. This is going to be the biggest asterisk year ever.
Yeah, but it's going to happen though. So at least there's that. And they're going to report in a week, and they're going to hustle, do their training camp, and then away they go with the season. So,
will people have forgotten about the Astros, or are they just going to start plucking the Astros from game one?
I hope this shortened season does not lead to fewer teams plunking the Astros. They they deserve. It's kind of a shame we only have 60 games to drill their asses between their shoulder blades. But let's make the most of it, right?
I so want just every team to have
first
hit the
batter.
Astros.
First batter.
Right.
Okay, take your base.
By the way, that guy is like a guy going on like a kamikaze mission. You sending me out there first? Thank you very much. Yeah, right. Great. Every exactly. game, I get plunked.
Any thoughts on the NBA, as we have had a number of players say, you know what, I don't think I'm down with this restart. Davis Bertans of the Wizards says, I've had a couple of knee surgeries, plus I'm going to be a free agent, so see you later.
Boogie Cousins.
What did he say?
He said he's not going to play.
What's his reason?
Didn't really give one.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Let me take this. He said he doesn't feel safe.
Okay.
Also, Trevor Ariza.
He's going to attend the court hearing for custody of his daughter, which is understandable.
Yeah. Right.
So it's a smattering of reasons. Nobody's really jumped fully on the social justice thing just yet, but they might. Is the NBA restart in trouble or no? Because LeBron wants to play. LeBron's chasing a ring in L.A. It's going to happen because of LeBron.
Does this ring count either? Is this a real ring? Is this a real ring if you win it? You think is it real?
Do you think he will not treat it as such? This is the guy that wore back-to-back MVP t-shirt on his own back after he won the MVP back-to-back.
If he wins it, no one cares. But don't you know the public will go, you're still not Michael. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
that's what he's chasing.
I got to be honest with you, Jay.
Michael.
He is chasing Michael, but to a lot of people that wear younger man's clothes than you or I in our 50s, he's Michael Jordan's like becoming an old grainy image.
Is he becoming like Jerry West to us?
Yes, in a certain way it is. If there's a 10-part series on Jerry West and your dad made you sit down and watch it and go, see Jerry West, what a gamer he was. Zeke from Cabin Creek. Look at that smooth dribble of his. But dad, he doesn't even have a crossover. Shut up, kid. You don't understand the game back then.
Or like watching clips, which I have, by the way. I was watching clips of Bob Cousy. How in the hell was he considered the magician of the NBA? He could only dribble with his right freaking hand.
Waist high. In fact, Bob Cousy's dribble was only slightly better than the dribble from what's his name in The Office? Leslie. Stanley. Stanley in The Office with his dribble, with his chicken wing out, he's bouncing the ball. It's like, what are you doing, man? Unbelievable.
But he was the magician of the NBA. Oh, but
back
quick
in the
TV
day.
Question.
Yeah.
Where are you at on the wire?
I'm working on it.
Oh my God.
That's my stand. I'm sorry. I'm traveling
like
right 30, now. I'm in
it's
Green
not
Bay.
Like a 30-pound turkey.
I know.
I'm working on it.
It's like a project your wife asks you about.
Yeah.
How about changing those light bulbs in the garage?
I'm working on it.
I'm working on it. Yeah.
How long are you in Milwaukee?
For the week. I'm up here in Green Bay now. We're at WNFL. You remember when we were on first team on Fox on WNFL? In Green Bay?
Wasn't that the state? Oh, my God. What's that guy? Homer True? Wasn't he on that
station? Homer True. No, he was on a ESPN station in Milwaukee.
Okay.
But, yeah, right. we were.
The fact that I remember that name.
Yeah.
I should receive points for that.
Exactly. Anyway, it's cool to be up here. I mean, it's obviously a very small market, but it's a good station. and they're glad to have us. I just like, Jay, to me, I like the fact that one of my shows is on in the shadow of the mighty Lambeau Field. And I like the fact that I'm going to have a good chance that a number of Packers coaches and or players are going to hear my show every morning. I like that. You know,
so are you going to rip Aaron?
No, I'm a full Aaron Stan.
I am also
such an Aaron Stan. I defend him and people go, he's an aloof, selfish jerk. And I go, no, he's just a perfectionist. Sorry, you can't get on 12's level, but this is why he's so good.
Who has gotten more out of not having supreme talent around him than anybody else.
Right. And yet he is hot and heavy with the woman you once called, quote,
Mousy and mean.
Danica Patrick, whose Instagram game is solid.
You I cannot lie and say she doesn't fill out a bikini very nicely.
No, she is super healthy, yoga, fit. She's the bomb, and she seems to, Jay, from her social media, live an incredible lifestyle, which it's only vacations all the time, and giant martinis and far-flung locales. It's almost like there's no humdrum in her life. Gee, that wouldn't be a distorting worldview to millions of people and young women around the world, would it? No, of course not.
I mean, she got $1 billion from NASCAR. So
she did for being a mediocre driver. And apparently there's a new NASCAR driver.
Mediocre is not what she was. Yeah, right. She was terrible. Yeah, right.
Terrible. You know, there's a new NASCAR driver who's apparently even hotter than Danica. I've already forgotten her name. Have you heard of her?
I have not, and I'd love to look her up. NASCAR female. Wait a minute. Keep talking very quickly.
Hot NASCAR drivers. it's a race to the Google machine right now.
NASCAR female drivers. Oh, come on.
Hot new NASCAR. You know, right now, people are
2020.
Screaming.
There we go. Okay. Hot. Janet Guthrie. No. Natalie Decker.
Doesn't sound quite right.
Natalie Decker.
How would we find this? Latest hot NASCAR driver woman. There we go. Let's see what it says. Come on, Google. Google, you're supposed to be reading my mind these days.
I know.
You're really letting me down. You know my whole browsing history. You know what I like.
which I'm glad that'll never become public.
Who says?
I don't see, no. Janet Guthrie. Sorry about that, folks. I was just reading. I did see the documentary on Janet Guthrie. Nicole Behar? Allie Deegan?
Yes. Ding, winner, circle gets the square. Allie Deegan.
I have not heard her speak. She's not as pretty as Danica.
Okay. All right.
No, I can't. And she's 18. Born in 2001. Jesus H.
All right. I'm going to go to bed. Are you ready for FTG?
I already gave my FTG with Bill Simmons. I'm sorry. That was my, because he said,
okay.
Well, I'm going to give it. I give.
Well,
give
stand
it
by. I got one. And then if you want to add a second one, you can. Here we go.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, my fuck that guy could go to the writers at Deadspin who now want the master's name canceled, even though it has nothing to do with slave masters, but it's irrelevant. Does anyone read the new, warmed over, resurrected from the dead Deadspin anymore? No.
I don't think so.
They're not it. My fuck that guy goes to one Craig Carton, who was just released early from prison after being convicted of charity fraud when he was a host at WFAN Radio in New York. Not only is he getting out early when he shouldn't, but on top of that, he is now being eyed by the suits at the fan as the answer to their sagging middays. So in other words, once again, being a criminal douchebag pays and pays handsomely. This world and this industry I'm in is the absolute worst. So to Craig Carton, congrats. You're out of jail. Maybe congrats, you'll be back on the air, but guess what? You're still a douchebag. Fuck you. Fuck that guy, Craig Carton. Ain't that some shit is right, CeeLo Green. Ain't that some shit. Anyone you want to add, Jay?
Yes, mine goes to Dustin Skinner. He's apparently the son of a former NASCAR star, Mike Skinner. I guess this had to be in the 70s. But Dustin Skinner weighed in on the Bubba Watson little saga, and he said, I wish they would have tied the noose to Wallace and drugged him around the pits because he has single-handedly destroyed what I grew up watching and cared for 30 years.
Who was this?
He said via Facebook. His name is Dustin Skinner. His father, Mike, was some sort of NASCAR legend back in the day.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That is heinous.
But then Mike Skinner said, okay, what he said, I don't agree with. But just the fact that he felt so open to say that.
Don't agree with.
Right, yeah. Right.
Oh, my God. Don't agree with.
That's like being a Hitler's going, we really don't agree with.
No, that's not even on planet Earth when it comes to acceptable. So, yeah, fuck that guy for sure. All right, Jay. Thank you, brother. Thank you for staying up late. Be good. We'll talk next week.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. All right, one last thing before I'm out of here, and I'm going to bed. I'm tired. You know, golf is a very tiring game. Golfing, drinking beer, eating chicken wings. Apparently, Bryson DeChambeau, at a practice round at Hartford, tried to drive the 17th green, almost made it, carried the pond at 420 yards with a 200-mile-per-hour ball speed drive. Holy fucking shit. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much. Cancel Libsyn. It's the end of the month. We're done over there. Sign up at Red Circle. Get 12 months for the price of 11. Get your Zabecast delivered to whatever platform you like. Thanks for the subscription to quality content. It's worth paying a price, and I appreciate yours. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you next time.